Hey everybody, it's Sam with Data Sports Betting Overtime, and I know it has been forever. Believe me, I've been chomping at the bit. It's been driving me crazy. I have been running the other part of it. I sent out a note on all social media. Hey, go to the Overtime Network, oneword.com. And click on articles in the menu and scroll until you find the bets of the day. And I was putting them up so that you guys could get them there. You always know you can go to BetSperts under Coach Sayre. And my bets there are $2 a pick. For a whole day, I think you can get them for $33. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's what they are right now. And then you can always go to Cappers Tech, and it's under Daily Sports Betting Overtime, or OT, sorry, excuse me. And so, I knew if you listened to the show, or you check social media, then you were finding the bets, or at least I was hoping. Now, I'm not going to lie to you or not be transparent to you at all. I don't want to be that way. What happened was, I believe it was last Friday or Saturday, I forgot to check, was my last podcast. Part of my podcasting equipment broke. Plus, I got some new podcasting equipment. Some of the new didn't work with the old, so I had to order all new stuff, and then I was rocking, raring to go about, I think Monday or Tuesday. No, it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And I found out, as I was hooking it all up, I needed an adapter. So it finally came in, and I am up and rocking and rolling. We're going to hope this is now going to be a new start for us. We'll have to wait and see. But I definitely wanted to start my very first podcast episode. And if you went on theovertimenetwork.com, then you saw I run 5 podcasts. And I wanted this to be the main first episode. It is college football. Week 4, and we are going to go over Saturday's games that I'm playing. Obviously, I'm not playing every single game, but the games that I'm picking and playing on Saturday from noon to 3:30. I don't have all of the 3:30 ones on this podcast. And I know some of you are going to whine and say, why? Well, here's the why. You're getting 34 free college football only picks. I felt like that would be more than enough with me explaining what in the world happened. I don't know whether your very next episode will be today, Saturday's baseball episode, or it will be part 2 of college football, and it'll be the rest of the 3:30 games I am picking. And I don't have my computer pulled up. I'm not sure how many picks you're getting on that one, but I knew it is a lot. So let's go ahead. Let's start talking college football. September 25th. We did a college football episode a week or two back, I want to reiterate to you guys, most of the time I'm playing the spread, and it is not necessarily the football team that I think is going to win. It's whether or not somebody can cover the spread or they can't cover the spread. So don't read into things and say, oh, I think Sam, you know, really likes Minnesota. Well, with their schedule so far, I have. Once they get into the meat of the Big Ten schedule, I don't know. It's going to depend on the numbers. I do like their coach, PJ Fleck. You guys, I've been very transparent and honest with you that I'm a Florida Gator fan. And when I am purely picking as a Florida Gator fan with blue and orange glasses on, believe me, I am telling you that. I really thought they could beat Alabama. In my heart, I thought they could beat Alabama. They lost by two. I picked them anyway, if you looked on that article, because I didn't believe Alabama could cover, I think, and this is me purely on memory, I think it was Alabama and the spread was minus 14 and a half points. And I was really sure that they weren't going to cover. So that was a time, yes, as a Florida Gator fan, I felt like they could win. They didn't. That's a fan. But when I was betting, it also led me to Florida because I didn't think Alabama would cover. So I just want you guys to make sure that if you're wanting to fade against me, that's fine with me. But just make sure you're doing it on valid reasoning. You've done your research. Over and unders, I'm usually fairly equal. If anything, I, like in hockey, do lean over for the simple fact in the college football games, you usually do play at someone else's home site, and you usually can factor the home crowd into part of their advantage, unless they're playing neutral game. And so you want to make sure that you're getting your over unders right. Plus, if you've chosen someone to cover the spread, and the spread is minus 31 and a half, don't go under 30. Because if you're picking a team to go over 31 and a half, you would go over 30 because that means one team is scoring over 30 anyway. So that's what I always find weird, is that sometimes people do it to cover themselves, but sometimes it's just they're not thinking. So, like I said, let's get into the games. First game I've got up, Boise State versus Utah State. Now, in this game, I'm going ahead and taking Boise State minus 9 points at minus 112. I think that Boise State definitely beats them by 10 or more, which is what my pick is saying. Utah State doesn't really have that great of a defense. Boise likes to spread out and get into space. I think this one stays under 70. I couldn't believe that this point total got this high. It kind of concerned me a little bit that maybe I was missing something. I really did double check stuff, and I don't know. I know Boise can score some points, and I also know that Boise sometimes lets their opponent score points. 30? Awful high number. I got that at minus 112. The next noon game that I'm playing is Notre Dame versus Wisconsin. A lot of you may not agree with this pick. I'm taking the dog. I'm taking the underdog in this to do an upset. I'm going with Notre Dame +5.5, -110. I want to tell you that I think Notre Dame will win this outright. When I look at the rosters, I think almost that Notre Dame has the more talented players. I know that Wisconsin gets a lot out of their players and pulls a lot out of it. But I really think we're going to go with the home underdog in this one, +5.5 points. I think the crowd really just goes wild and affects this game. I do think they both stay under 45, -110, for the simple fact Notre Dame and Wisconsin usually play slow. Usually takes them a lot of plays to get into the end zone, so I don't see a real high-scoring game here. Noon. I have to do this game. I told you guys, I think the very first week, that I was probably going to pick an Armed Forces game to do every week. Well, I definitely am doing it this week. We're going to start off with Miami of Ohio. Not the U. We're starting off with the Redbirds of Miami of Ohio against Army. Guys, if you haven't taken the time to look at Army, I think they have some talent. Of course, they're very disciplined. They don't get out of control or stress out easily. And I think they cover their spread. I'm choosing Army -7.5 at -105. Miami can put the ball up. Army can too. Army also likes to run the ball, but they don't slow down the game with it. So I think this is a fast game. I think both teams go over 48.5, and we're -110 on that game. Again, another noon game. We're picking Bowling Green against Minnesota, which is why I said that earlier. I look for PJ Fleck, their head coach, to turn the Golden Gophers, you know, on this week and let them score. And so I think Minnesota will actually cover the score. Even though I thought Fresno State would too, and they only won by 8. But I really do think Minnesota covers the points here at -31 at -108. And I think both of these teams, which I don't think Bowling Green scores a lot, I think they might get a touchdown. Maybe a touchdown and a field goal. I don't look for them to get much more than that. I think we go over 51 at -115. Noon. You've got Villanova playing against Penn State. I went back and forth on this game. Really did. The spread is really high. So I understand if you choose Villanova and think that Penn State cannot cover the spread. However, they have been attempting to play a faster paced game, to score more often, and to score early. So I'm hoping by halftime they're at least 18 to 20 points ahead. If they're not, I'm going to start getting worried. But we're going to go Penn State minus 30.5 points at minus 115. And then we're going to go over 55.5 points at minus 110. And like I said, if you choose Villanova thinking there's no way Penn State is going to beat them by more than 31 points, then I totally understand. It's your money. Bet it on Villanova. That's fine. This game, I know a lot of people on the radio, a lot of people on TV say they're having a hard time picking this game. I don't know why. It's Texas Tech versus Texas. And usually Texas just blows out Texas Tech and just moves on. But see, Texas has totally changed in the last, I don't know, 5 to 7 years. I think Texas Tech airs the ball out. I think they beat Texas outright. But I think they're also doing a covering in it. They're the underdogs in the game. Taking Texas Tech plus 9 points at minus 110. Like I said, I think they just win outright. I think they say we are, you know, a high-risk, high-reward team. And we're going to show it to you. I'm also going over 62 points because, like I said, Texas Tech can score. And if Texas wants a chance in this game, they better score too. Next noon game is LSU versus Mississippi State. What I'm going to do with you guys, I'm going to encourage you to take the spread and take Mississippi State. I know you hear their words, LSU, and you just automatically think they're going to win. This Mississippi State team has changed some. And my bet that I've already made is Mississippi State money line plus 110. Now, why did I go money line and not the spread? Because the spread, I felt, it's not that it was high. It was a minus, I think, 120. And if I think Mississippi State's going to win, I feel like I need to put my money where my mouth is and actually win some money. So, you know, I'm putting my bet on plus 110 for where Mississippi State just to win this game outright. We're going to go over 56.5 at minus 110. Again, also at noon. There are a lot of good games at noon. Going to be flipping my channel. I'll probably have to put new batteries in it. But Georgia versus Vanderbilt. I have a tendency to kind of root for the little SEC Commodores that really work hard. Yes, I know that most of you say they're only in the SEC to bring up the grade point average. But you know, they can play some football when they get out of the SEC. Just with them bringing in more and more and more teams, Vanderbilt doesn't get a chance to play a lot of teams that aren't in their conference. And Georgia is one of them. Georgia is a powerhouse. I don't care what any of you say. I don't think Vandy being at home is that huge of a deal. I'm trying to think in my head while I was talking. I think I've been to Vandy games about 8 or 9 times. It is a great place if you live within, I don't know, depends on what you want to drive, but if you live in a 3 to 5, maybe 6 hour radius of them, and you root for another SEC team, it's a great place to go to watch your team play Vanderbilt. There's usually tickets available. I went down there numerous times to watch them play Florida. They're super polite. They do not usually make fun of you or throw anything at you or dump beer on you or any of that other stuff like you may have at Auburn, Alabama, or, you know, some of the other Georgia, Florida, the cocktail game. Vanderbilt's not like that. And I think it comes from, they hope they win, but they're pretty sure they're going to lose type attitude that some of them have. And when I go to Florida games down there, the stadium's half blue and orange. And I'm not lying to you. Their tickets are reasonably priced. And so, you know, other than the Tennessee game. Tennessee is their big rival, obviously. And the Tennessee game sometimes can get a little outrageous. I think Georgia covers here. I wanted to go with Vanderbilt. And I'm telling you, I'm sorry, but I really wanted to go with Vanderbilt. But I'm going to go with Georgia, minus 35. I think they may have a tendency to hang 60 on them themselves, maybe even more. This game could get out of hand, and out of hand fast. I do think the Bulldogs, we're going to have them cover the spread at minus 35, minus 109. And I think this, when you combine both teams, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. For the simple fact that I don't think Vandy's going to score, but maybe a touchdown, and then a field goal or something like that. So I had placed my bet on Georgia Vanderbilt's over and under. I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. And I went under 53.5. That was the lowest number, you know, that I could find. Or the highest number that I could find for the under. And I think they stay, and I got it for minus 110. Now, we've got Missouri taking on Boston College. I have seen Missouri play. This one, if you wait, if you hear this on Saturday morning, pretty early, it may be a pick 'em game. This line has been moving just a little. When I bet it a couple hours ago, Missouri was minus 1.5 points. And so I look for them to cover that. I think they'll win, you know, they'll either win really close, like by 3, or they'll win by a lot, and I mean probably 17 or more. And so I'm going to go under 58 at minus 110. Then you've got the Richmond-Virginia Tech game. Did you guys watch WVU Virginia Tech last week? That was a pretty good game. So, I don't think much of Richmond, though. When I was going through their stats and everything, I didn't find them exciting enough, I guess, for me. So, I'm going to take Virginia Tech to cover the spread. I got the minus 29.5, so it means they got to score 30 more points than Richmond. And I think they do that. At minus 110, I think this one goes over 50.5 points at minus 110. My last game at noon is SMU versus TCU. This is the game that I had the most problems with. I'll just be real honest with you. These two teams are fairly similar. If it would have been more of a pick'em game, I almost think it would have been easier. But instead, I took SMU. I may regret that in the morning, but I took SMU plus 9.5 points at minus 110. And then both teams to score over 65.5 at minus 110. There are a lot of games at 1 and 2. Not a whole lot that I was really interested in or that I had seen play or that I had researched before. There were a lot of games at 1 and 2 where I had never seen them play. I maybe didn't even see him play last year. I didn't have anything to go on. So all of my research was going to have to be in depth. So I'm going to be real honest with you. I didn't play any 1 o'clock games. I felt like, you know, basically taking, I don't know how many I did, but I think I did 12, maybe 11 or 12 noon games. I felt like that would keep me more than enough busy until 3:30. So, I didn't choose any 1 o'clock games. However, I couldn't pass up a 2 o'clock game. I'm only playing one. And I know some of you are saying, yeah, but my favorite team plays at 2. Well, you know what? You can always write me at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at OvertimeDaily, DMs or private messages, whichever one you call them, are open. You can have a conversation with me and say, hey, I really like this team. Do you care to every once in a while, you know, maybe pick them or pick their game at least? I'll do that. That's not a problem at all. So you just need to let me know. But at 2 o'clock, San Jose State is playing Western Michigan. You guys know I'm really big on San Diego State. I'm taking them, even though they're supposed to be the underdog, I'm taking them plus 2.5 at minus 105 to go over and beat Western Michigan. I think they'll go over 62.5. Both teams like to score. You know San Jose State is going to throw the ball all around, and then they're going to establish the run by possibly doing some reverses or jet sweeps. Or just maybe even run it right up the middle until they start playing in the box again, and then they throw it down the field. Then the start of the 3 o'clock, 3:30 games, 3:15, or, you know, whatever time they can get in the, on the air, because most of them have TV contracts, if not with a national TV host, then it's their conference or something. And so a lot of times people will make them wait. It may be scheduled for 3, but it doesn't really start till 3:15, 3:30, because they're waiting for the first game to end. So I'm going to call these the 3:30 games. Louisville versus Florida State. Man, I never thought I would pick this. I really didn't. But I am going with Louisville. I'm going with Louisville -1.5 points at -112 to beat Florida State. They're just not good this year. They made a bad choice with their coaching hire. And I said that from the get-go. And they're kind of stuck, and they don't really act like they really know what to do. So I think Louisville takes full advantage of that, and I think both teams together go over 61.5. 3 o'clock, Kent State versus Maryland. Intrigued me a little bit. I'm taking Maryland to overcome the spread. I got them at -14.5. I wish I could have got them at -14. I'm hoping that half point is not going to do me in. But I got them at 14.5 at -108. I think both teams definitely stay under 70. So I got that at -106. Then we've got Illinois and Purdue. This used to be such a good matchup. I don't know if tomorrow's will be or not. I'm taking Purdue -11 points at -110. And I think both teams together combined score over 53 -110. Then I picked up the Colorado State versus Iowa game. Guys, I know a lot of people high on Iowa. They were, you know, in the top 10, I think from really the beginning of the season, haven't they been? And I just don't think they're a top 10 team. I'm not even sure that they're a top 20 team. I think with the spread coming into play, like I talked about earlier, I think we get Colorado State with the spread, with the +23.5 points from -110, that they end up beating Iowa with those points. I think both of them combined stay under 44.5. I don't think either team scores a lot, which is why I think Colorado State will win you the bet because of the spread. The last game I'm going to talk about on this episode, I was trying to stay between 25 and 30 minutes. I've already went over that. So this is going to be the last game we're going to do for this episode. And it's Clemson versus North Carolina State. I think a lot of people, including, I guess, my cousin, think North Carolina State's going to upset them this year. Now, if you're one of the people that's saying there's something wrong with Clemson, I totally agree with you. There's something wrong with Clemson. I'm not sure what it is. I think the run of being national champions may be over. I think they fall back down to where they've always been, and we don't worry about them anymore. I think there's a lot of people out there that think it starts with this game. I don't. I really don't. I don't think Coach Dino allows it. I think Clemson will cover this spread. It's -10 at -113. I think both teams stay under 47.5 at -120. I don't think that North Carolina State is going to score a lot of points against them. And like I said, I do believe, along with a lot of you, that Clemson, there's something wrong. So that's where I stand on that game. Now I want to give a shout out to Warlock. He has been on it. As far as writing me and saying, hey, who do you like tonight? Hey, who do you like in this game tonight? Like, last night, I hated, absolutely hated. He was like, what is your bet for Fresno State's game? And I told him, and it went 1-1. Because we covered and won the bet on the spread. Or, excuse me, on the over-under. But Fresno State definitely didn't cover. They won by 8. And so I felt really bad knowing that he was betting on that game. And I just went 1-for-1. I hate to give you guys bad bets. I really, really do. And I want to apologize again that I haven't been on all week. I hope that most of you found your betting sheets, though, at theovertimenetwork.com. If you want to give any of the other podcasts a listen, they're there too. If you're interested in other topics, they're there too. So you guys just check it out, figure out what you do and don't like, and you guys can always let me know. As always, guys, though, you've got to bet responsibly. It's early Saturday morning. Let me figure out my time change stuff. It's 2:37 on the East Coast, which would make it 11:37 over there on the Pacific. I've gave you 34 picks already for Saturday. Guys, I'm telling you, we're playing baseball. The NHL has 2 games tomorrow night. We're getting hockey back already. We've got a full slate of games in MLS, soccer, that I'm going to be giving you. I've got to give you part 2 of college football. There is an MMA fight. I'm trying to figure out how interested in it I am in it. And I really like to watch fights when I'm betting on them. And I don't know if I can fit it into my schedule. Because I think it's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the United States, I think. But Anthony Joshua is fighting, and I don't know what to make of that fight. So I may give you a podcast on the MMA fight that is in England, and then, of course, UFC, I think it's 266, 267, is fighting tomorrow night, and I want to say it's 8 o'clock West Coast time that the main event's supposed to be going on, and then like 11 or 12 on the East Coast. But I really want to watch the Robbie Lawler and Nate Diaz fight. Nate Diaz couldn't have made weight if they had vacuumed all his muscle out or whatever. He was supposed to be fighting lawyer at 170. He showed up in Vegas, I guess it was a week ago, at 185 or something like that. So they raised it up. And guys, I think Nate Diaz is just going to go wild. Robbie Lawler, not sure what he's going to do. So you may get a UFC podcast. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, so with everything going on tomorrow, bet responsibly. If you're going to volume bet, remember, lower your betting unit. If you're going to pick and choose, make sure you're doing your research and you're selecting the right games. Please, please do not bet more than what you can afford. Make sure that you're staying under your limits. You're not betting your rent money, your food money, money you need to be spending on your kids. Make sure you're making good decisions. However, if you, yourself, or someone close to you feels like you have a gambling problem, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, answer their questions as honestly as possible so that they can get you the correct help, guidance, and support, and get you an appropriate referral in your local area to help you. Guys, I wish you all the best tomorrow on anything you're watching or you're betting on. Good luck on that. Hopefully, you guys will tune in to some other episodes, I should say, and I will be talking to you guys soon, and hopefully, be seeing you down the road.